Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, May 25th, 2012, the real Star Wars Day, because Star Wars was released 35 years ago today. Happy birthday, Star Wars. May 4th has nothing on you, May 25th. This week we've got some movie and toy news for you, and next week we're going to have some more toy news for you. Trust me, you want to stay tuned for next week. At the movies this last week, Marvel's The Avengers repeated at number one, $55.6 million, followed by Battleship, $25.5 million, The Dictator, $17.4 million, Dark Shadows, $12.6 million, and What to Expect When You're Expecting, $10.5 million. I ended up seeing The Dictator, which I have to say wasn't that long, about 86 minutes, and it's not Borat, but you probably don't, you know, I mean, I'm sure culturally speaking, Borat's something you're done with, but it's all right. Could have been a little bit shorter. I liked God Bless America more, but that's me. New this week at the box office, Men in Black 3, Chernobyl Diaries, Moonrise Kingdom, Intouchables, and other limited releases you won't be seeing because Avengers. Men in Black 3 is actually getting some pretty good reviews, so you might even want to consider looking that up. In the news, the big news this week is probably some of the biggest news of the year. G.I. Joe Retaliation, the movie, has been delayed from about June 28th to March 2013. The reason for this is they want to add 3D for the international markets, as 3D movies play really well overseas. The toys have shipped. We even have some in stock at Entertainment Earth. You can check our website right now and see what we have. So don't let anyone tell you they were recalled. That is not true. That or they don't know what the word recall means. Toy recall is what happens when there's a choking hazard or lead paint or some danger to the product. If it's something like a legal issue in terms of copyright or trademark, they don't usually pull stuff from the shelves. If it's already out, sometimes it just stays there until it sells. But if the toy is toxic or in some way dangerous, yes, they will recall it. It's possible somebody will miss it because, let's face it, not everyone cares about their job, but the point now is, if you see a G.I. Joe Retaliation toy on the shelf, it is not a rare collectible. They made a bunch of them. The first few waves had to have been made months ago, just so they could be on the shelf for now, which is on time. The original street date for the toys was May 28th, but you'll be seeing them in stores this weekend, as well as on our website, if you go to the right place. So don't worry about the first wave, probably the second wave. Don't know what's going on beyond that for sure yet, but keep watching our website and we will have new pre-orders as we can. There's a good chance a lot of this stuff's going to be held for 2013 if it's not already en route. A lot of items, well, there were a good amount of items shown at Toy Fair, but not a ton. Anyway, back to movie news. Now that G.I. Joe moved, Ted, the Seth MacFarlane movie, about a talking teddy bear, is going to be coming out in its time slot. So if you want to see that, you can see it. The Red Band trailer is out now. I have not heard that many swears in a trailer, I think, ever. I have no problem with cursing. I like to do it a lot, just not on the podcast. But I was genuinely amazed about how many times the F-bomb was dropped. So kudos on trying something new. Rumor has it Robert Pattinson is being asked to do Catching Fire, the next Hunger Games movie. Which, hey, it's like tween catnip, right? Universal is negotiating for the rights to a Lego Hero Factory movie, which I don't get because I'm old. I understood Bionicle, but Hero Factory, I don't get it. They look cool. Don't get me wrong. They're nice-looking toys. It's just, movie? Really? Michael McKean was hit by a car this week in New York and was hospitalized. Poor guy. We hope he gets better soon. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Playvisions. These are the two words I have for you because you can order Playvisions items. Buy $25 worth, we'll give you $5 off. What's Playvisions? I'm glad you asked. They include Lego Star Wars flashlights and other Lego collectibles. There are really cool Pac-Man wind-ups. There are Hello Kitty bandages. We got a bunch of items up. They're really cool, and you've probably maybe seen them in a store near you, but probably not, because some of these things don't get a lot of great distribution. So you can check them out at Entertainment Earth. We've got clocks, we've got lamps, we've got household things that'll make your life better. So check out sale.entertainmentearth.com today to see what items are in store for you. In toy news, eHobby, Japan's source for cool Japanese Transformers stuff and Zoids exclusives and other weird eHobby exclusives over the years, announced a partnership with the USA's Transformers Collectors Club. What does this mean? Nobody knows. Star Wars Fighter Pads Series 2 are going up for pre-order on our site as you hear this. So check out our website for the latest on that. As always, the packs have some degree of randomness, so it's kind of like buying trading cards. They're pretty cool. I got all 48 of Series 1 right here. I like them a lot, and I'm curious to see what they'll expand to in the next year or two with other licenses, if anything. I'm guessing not Marvel because of Squinkies, but who knows. In G.I. Joe, we have G.I. Joe Movie Delta Vehicles Wave 2 up for pre-order, including the Ninja Combat Cruiser with Night Fox. Transformers Bot Shots Transforming Minifigures Wave 4 is up, includes Jazz, Power Glide, Leadfoot, and a clear blue Chase Optimus Prime. In Battle Beasts news, in really old Battle Beasts news, a really cool find on eBay showed a Battle Beasts Beast Eaters box art. If you're old, this is really exciting. It's a painting for a package for a toy that was never released, and as far as I know, never even talked about outside Hasbro. It's a big lizard dinosaur thing that can eat Battle Beasts. It's called a Battle Beasts Beast Eaters Swamp Smasher. You can check it out on eBay if it's still there. They had a negative of the original packaging chroma or whatever it is. Or you can check it out on the Battle Beasts news blog. Just search on Battle Beasts Beast Eaters Swamp Smasher. If you like old toys and you go nuts when you can see concepts of things that were never made in the 1980s, this is very exciting. I'm very excited by it. I hope you'll be excited by it. We've added a bunch of new items for pre-order, including some Lego monster toys, Lego Lord of the Rings, Hasbro stuff galore, lots of Littlest Pet Shop. If you like Littlest Pet Shop, you should go to our website right now. We're adding some My Little Pony very soon, too. There's going to be a lot of new stuff. You should check it out. Just go to our site, type in Hasbro, and you'll be pleasantly surprised. This has been it for this week's Entertainment Earth podcast. Happy Memorial Day to you. And I will see you next time. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, twitter.com/EntEarth, E-N-T-E-R-T-H, or just search us out on the Facebook. See you next time, everybody.